You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We are undecided. I'm Joey.
I'm Lindsay.
Hope you guys are having a great week. It's almost near the end. I'm pretty excited for tomorrow. I have a lot of things to finish tonight, but should be a pretty solid weekend. We got a lot going on here in Easton, PA, surprisingly. We do have Bacon Fest this weekend.
Oh, which I forgot about that.
Doesn't really apply to Lindsay, unfortunately. Vegetarian. But now we got that. We have that acapella thing, I think, that I'm probably not going to end up going to, but
no,
I want to.
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow? I thought
or
it was
Saturday.
Is it Saturday night? It might be Saturday night.
Friday or Saturday.
Tomorrow's D-Hop pancakes at the Tridelt House. I'm plugging it just because all the money goes to charity. It's cool.
Yeah, I'll be
should
there.
Go. If you're, you should go. I should also be there in case you want to, you know, meet the stars behind Undecided, the radio show that probably just my mom listens to. But, love you, Mom. But in general, we're here for a great time. We're here to play some music. Let me just hook this up to my laptop real quick. You know, I should probably just switch over to using the computer at this point, because it is fixed. It wasn't working at the beginning of the semester, but at this point I've gotten so comfortable just using my laptop, I'm kind of just defaulted to that. Yeah.
Both work.
Yeah. Alright, so what am I going to play first? Let me take a look. So, I'm going to play... Oh, that sounds way better. Oh, okay. I definitely need to always wear the headphones because it's really hard to tell. It's extremely hard to tell how we sound over air with just the speakers. This is definitely much improved. So here is, I'm going to be playing the clean version of Shine by Amine off of his album 1.5. It's like entirely spelled out in all caps, very similar to sort of how Brockhampton structures their album music, etc. Lindsay, how are those headphones doing that you just put on? Was I right in that assessment? Yes, no.
I'm still not a fan.
Not a headphones fan, but yeah. It's fun during the music. I would say that's definitely true. All right, here is Shine by Amine. Just gonna make sure I'm playing the clean version first. Yeah, here we go. Shine by Amine.
Feel like I need you. You're a catch, but I'm not a receiver. I'm nervous what this might turn into. But my skin glows whenever I see you. That's why I'm shining.
Like every day, I f*** up in every way. I f*** up like when I pull up on Sunday at Chick-fil-A. My dog twisted fantasy, beautiful insanity. When the rain pours, I'm the one you call your canopy. Face be moisturized, sun keep beaming on your thighs. In Hawaii looking fire, my obsession multiplies. Yeah, butter on my fingers, I'm nothing like Jerry Rice. When you glow, that's how I glow, so my feelings, they pay the price.
But I'm not a receiver. I'm nervous what this might turn into. But my skin glows whenever I see you. That's why I'm shining.
Forever, where's the evidence? Should I even bother? I guess that's confidence. We sipping sake, soaking sun, so sofas never comfy. So sorry, summer's over, but you still my little mommy. I wake up, then get up. Graveyard shift till 5. You stay up, then we. You always down to ride. When she do the tip drill, and throw it like a pinwheel. My problems only minor, non-existent like a kid's will.
I don't wanna feel like I need you. You're a catch, but I'm not a receiver. I'm
nervous what this might turn into. But my skin glows whenever I see her. That's why I'm shining.
That was Shine by Mine. Yeah, it's really good. I've started listening to Mine a lot more recently. He's known a lot for his song Caroline. I couldn't really play that on air, but it has like 370 million hits. So he blew up originally with that, and then now he's sort of expanded into similar music, but a more Brockhampton-esque style. He's moved towards a lot more mixing in, a lot more R&B, a lot more noise-esque genre style into his hip-hop. So it's good. I'm a fan. The song Reel It In, which is currently his most popular, is really good if you want to listen to that one as well. But yeah, Lindsay, mm-hmm. Music? Are we playing that song you suggested? Did you want to play a different song? Both of them work. Up to you.
I could play a beach house song.
You could play a beach house song. It's the Lindsay special.
I don't know. Have we played Master of None yet on the show?
I don't think so. So are we talking about the song? Are we talking about the entire series on Netflix?
No,
or
Master of None by
Okay, so we'll be playing the entire first season of Master of None.
No.
Just the audio, so you can sort of imagine what's going on. We like to give the listeners a new experience. We're trying new things with audio. But yeah, we will be playing Master of None by Beach House. Thank you for it. I've heard this song. It's really good. Thank you, Lindsay. Here is Master of None by Beach House. That was Master of None by Beach House. It's a, you know, it bumps in a sense.
I don't know if that's the term I would use.
I don't know, man. I was over here, like, going in. You know. Dancing my heart out to that song. Uh-huh. No, you saw me. So, up next, we'll be playing a great song. It's this new beat. Just came out. Hot new release. So we'll be playing White Iverson by Post Malone. It's this new artist.
Yeah, I've never heard of
him. No, I found him on my Discover Weekly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's some, like, underground rapper. I don't really know. He has some tattoos on his face. They're kind of weird. But yeah, I'm a pretty big fan. I haven't listened to a lot of his stuff, but from what I have listened to, definitely vibes. So we're going to be playing White Iverson, by Post Malone.
Saucin' on you. I'm swaggin', oh. I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spendin'. I got me some braids. Started rocking the sleeve, I can't buy with no jaws. You know how I do it, can close on my toes. Oh. I ain't rich yet, but you know I ain't broke. So if I see it, I like it, but that from the start. I'm with some white girls and they love to know. Like they OT. Double OG, like I'm KD, smoking OG. And you know me, my 2-3s and my gold teeth. Smiling, you see me from the nosebleed. I'm the new 3 and I change out to my new D. White Iverson. When I started balling, I was young. You gon' think about me when I'm gone. I need that money like the ring I never won. I won. I'm saucin' on you. I'm swaggin', oh. I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spendin' on my bed. Ooh, stunning. Cigarettes in a hairband. Comma-commas in my hair, man. Slumped over like a dead man. Red and black, but my bread, man. I'm the answer, never question. Lace up, learn a lesson. Some sauce and I do the softing. Don't do no talking. My options right when I walk in. Jump on them Jordans, I'm ballin'. Money jumping like I'm Davis from New Orleans. Oh, bitch, I'm hardin', I don't miss nothing. It just happens, no, y'all can't stand it. I have it, I never pass it. I wear my magic, high average. But on these things, it makes me happy. It's tragic, I make it happen. And all y'all shacked in. White Iverson. When I started balling, I was young. You gon' think about me when I'm gone. I need that money like the ring I never won. I won. I'm saucin' on you. I'm swaggin', oh. I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spendin' on my
Well, that was a pretty good song. Again, I've only listened to it a couple times. It did just release, so yeah, definitely just came out. Looking forward to see if you know this new artist Post Malone releases any music anytime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't taken a look on his artist page, so I wouldn't really know. But if you want to take a look, maybe he has other songs. But yeah, so I think we're at the part of the show where Lindsay plays another song. So we're gonna need another song.
Okay. How about Fancy Shoes by the Walters?
Ooh, okay. Okay,
it's
I see.
Kind of a big switch from what we just played, but
yeah, I mean the album cover is someone, looks like either they're dead or they're sleeping. I'm going to go with sleeping because I'm in an optimistic mood, but I'm pretty sure it's a picture of someone sleeping.
Okay. I mean, I haven't seen the album cover. So.
Oh, well, I'm going to turn it around and show it to you, and you're going to need to make some executive calls on this one. I'm going to leave this one up to you. It is your song. I'm going to assume they're sleeping. That looks like a pillow.
Yeah, I think they're sleeping.
Okay. Yeah. So it's called Songs for Dads is the EP title. By the Walters, we're going to be playing Fancy Shoes off of that EP. Here you go.
There's whiskey inside my veins. I'm feeling heavy and I can't explain how I feel for you. You got me dizzy and I'm feeling blue. Let's go walking in the city tonight. You wear the dress that makes you look so nice, like my fancy shoes. I wore them just for you. Tell me why all the good ones go. Well, I don't know, but I want it to somehow change. I'll be a better man.
Fancy Shoes by the Walters off of the EP Songs for Dads. I don't think I'll ever get over this EP title. I want to say we played I Love You So off of this EP like last year.
Yeah, no, I think we did.
Or like last semester, which I guess is still this year. But it was, you know, it's a good song as well. So check that one out too if you're interested. Let me take a look at what else I put in the playlist. Most of my stuff is like hip hop, so that's what we're gonna play. here is Head in the Clouds by Idiot Rising.
That's a good one.
It is good. I don't really understand. I've never really understood this, but it's basically the song's by Idiot Rising, but it's featuring Joji, even though he's a member of Idiot Rising. I think it's just like he is the main component of the song. I guess that's what makes him like a feature on it, as opposed to the other members, even though they're also part of producing and creating it. He's like the main he's the main vocals, and I think he did a lot of the production for the actual song. But yeah, here is Head in the Clouds by Idiot Rising featuring Joji.
I'm too high. Out of mind, out of life. Almost lost my sight. I don't know why I do this. I feel like I might lose you. Out of drugs, out of luck. So let's compromise. The floor is raising, the sky is falling. The tides are turning, my eyes are burning. Head in the clouds, and I'm not coming down. I used to swim, now I'm ready to sink. I wanna give you what I can do.
So that was Head in the Clouds by 88 Rising featuring Joji. One of the only 88 Rising songs that is clean by nature, which was very convenient. Thanks for that one, 88 Rising. But yeah, they're a really cool rap collective because it's basically a collection of it's a group of predominantly East Asian hip hop, R&B, rap artists, etc. The cool thing about that is, or at least interesting thing about that is that, hip hop slash rap in just generally, in East Asian, countries is a lot less predominant. There's not a lot of artists and, within 88 Rising, like the only large, at least internationally, Indonesian rapper is, Rich Brian is part of, 88 Rising. Which is cool. And then Keith Ape, who's Korean, South Korean, I believe. And then Joji, who's Japanese. And Higher Brothers, they're from mainland China. So yeah, pretty cool distribution in the group. And it's kind of cool because they do a lot of, they tour together, which is really interesting because they all have, like, different styles. Like, Joji's a lot more... he's a little bit more depressing than all of the other artists.
Yeah.
He's just a lot more introspective in his music. He's much more R&B hip-hop rather than pure hip-hop. Higher Brothers is a lot more mainstream hip-hop. Rich Brian is near there, but sort of has a balance. He's similar to some Tyler, the Creator, that's like off of his new Flower Boy album. Well, not really new now, but his most recent album, Flower Boy, is similar style to that. Mixed with some of the more mainstream hip-hop, and then Keith Ape is definitely very mainstream as far as a lot of his hip-hop trends towards more Migos style, etc. But yeah, no, they're a cool collective. I'm while this is interesting to talk about, I'm mainly just talking to fill in time because I don't have a song. Lindsay, don't worry, also doesn't have a song. So we are going to be looking for music while doing a little riffing. So Lindsay,
yes,
I'm gonna ask some questions about your experience here at Lafayette College. So
so
from the perspective of a first semester sophomore, what are your opinions on generally, I know this is a controversial topic, what are your opinions generally on the chairs inside of lecture halls, whether it's like the ones in Part D or the ones inside of Ecopian, etc. Which academic building would you say has the most comfortable seating? This is an important question. I expect some... No, take your time. It's a difficult question to answer. So I'm going to need you... While I'm looking for a song, I'm going to need you to think about that one.
Well, okay. I spend most of my time in either Ecopian or Hugel, so...
Right. Yeah.
Although the Kirby... lecture hall. I actually do like that one.
Do you like the... So you're talking about Kirby 104?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So sort of like to give our listeners little bird's eye view of that situation. So it's a really nice, rather traditional lecture hall, but it has like wooden tables. Well, there's sort of... I don't even know what to call them.
Well, there's also outlets in the tables.
Yeah, which I feel like is just problematic because I've been in there and I had a final in there and I ended up like finishing most of it, and then I just kind of like played with the little things that it like cover the outlets for like 20 minutes, and then I was like, wait, I'm taking a final. But yeah, that went well. I did actually find some music, surprisingly, mainly because I realized there are clean versions of Drake albums, which I did not know, which is a huge win for the show because that means I'll be playing a lot of Drake. So,
what's your favorite chair?
My favorite chair? Okay, so this is a complicated question. I'm a rather interdisciplinary student. So, I'm basically just two majors and a minor, which means I take classes in a lot of different buildings. So I've experienced, I think I've taken classes in the engineering building, taken classes in one of the main academic buildings, Part D, economics building. I've studied in the IA building. I've pretty much done work in every building. I'm also a huge fan of Kirby 104, but I'm like really partial to, and I'm going to explain this, I'm really partial to some of like the side rooms in Kirby, like the smaller ones.
Wait, like the meeting like types where they have the big tables and then the swivel chairs?
Well, I do like those, but I meant more like... This is like more of like a joke reason to like it, not really because they're actually good. They're actually terrible. But the chairs in the smaller Kirby rooms, like Kirby 107, they have those like tiny chairs that have the really small little desk like tables that you get, and like you can barely fit your notebook on it. And then like the way the rooms are set up, like the chairs, because people just like pick ones that are sort of like in the middle, and near the back, there's always like some weird like empty chair where like someone who runs in late will have to sit in, and it's like right in the front, so they not only get there late, they have to like look the professor directly in the eye for the entire class. I'm basically just speaking from experience, but it's a pretty fun experience. I like the way those classrooms are set up, just because like they create some interesting social dynamics, for sure, especially for us kids who tend to not show up to class on time. But we're, you know, I'm a good student. I would say I'm a good... Would you say I'm a good student, Lindsay?
Yeah.
From your personal... Okay. Yeah. See, it's all that matters. I'm apparently a great student. So we're gonna be playing. I'm gonna play "Headlines" by Drake. It's one of my favorite Drake songs. It's off of his album from 2011, "Take Care." This is the clean version. It's a good song. Thank you.
Too strung out on compliments, overdosed on confidence. Started not to give a f*** and stop fearing the consequence. Drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments. Faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness. And they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that. I just take my time with all this sh- I still believe in that. I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh, I needed that. And they wanna see me pick back up, well, where'd I leave it at? I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that. Tuck my napkin in my shirt cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it, please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Them other guys, I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything. Money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they missed the old Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know. That the real is on the rise. Them other guys, I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. I be yelling out money over everything. Money on my mind. Mind, 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 mind. Tell them I apologize. It happened over time.
That was Headlines by Drake, the edited version. So, you know, definitely a different vibe, but it's still really good. Excellent production, in my opinion. But, yeah, what are we going to be playing next, Lindsay?
Okay. Well, again, very different from what you just played, but we could play Oh Dear by Somersault.
Okay, switching it up. Yeah, we're on very different planes right now. Not really matching up at all. Which is a vibe. Gotta mix it up. Here is Oh Dear. Wait, did you check the lyrics already?
I'm pretty sure they did.
I just meant because Spotify like doesn't label them almost all the time. So I'm just gonna take a look before playing it. Because, you know, not really a big fan of those massive FCC fines. So,
yeah, no.
Yeah, that's just my opinion. But
I think it's fine, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Here is Oh Dear by Somersault off of their 2018 album, Happy Camper. That was "Oh Dear" by Somersault. Yeah, it's a pretty good song. I like the album cover. It's like one of those what do you call them? Like banner flags or whatever. Lindsay,
what?
Like you know there's like banner like the like. I don't know how to explain this. Okay, so, you know, in, like, I think you're holding one in a picture. It's, like, those flags that are kind of, like, triangular. Like, I think you have a Lafayette
one.
Oh,
yeah.
I think you have a Lafayette one. What are those called?
I have no idea.
Like, I know what they are, but I don't remember what they're called.
Yeah, I don't know. I have one in my room.
It's, like, a pen? No, I don't know what I'm thinking, but they're cool. They're cool. It's like a type of flag, but it says Somersault on it. It's cool. It's very stylish. It's a cool picture. It's like over like some grass, so it looks very clean. But yeah, so it's nearing the end of our show, and we likely will only have time for one more song because. Actually, I just realized the computer isn't turned on, so we'll have to play the song first, and then we'll do PSAs, and then we'll sign off.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, so I'll be doing that during the song, but we will be playing. Let me take a look. I had a couple songs I was considering, but I think I'm going to play. Let me take a look and make sure this is on. There's a clean version of this album. I don't know if there is. There should be, but I can't seem to find it. I'm just gonna take one more second, and if I can't find it, I will play a different song.
Which album is it?
A clean version of "In Tongues" by Joji, like the EP, because there's like a song in there I really like. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna be playing "World Star Money," which is an interlude. But it's just I like it a lot. It's very relaxed. It's very chill. Here is "World Star Money" by Joji off of his EP "In Tongues."
Said, oh, burn, you watch me burn. Oh, so tell me I'm crazy.
That was World Star Money, the interlude in Tongues by Joji. This song actually was released a long time ago, but not like officially. It was just kind of not necessarily leaked. The song was out there, but it wasn't put on any professional. I don't know how to put it. No professional profile or like a SoundCloud account. It was just kind of out there. I think on YouTube through some sort of other account, but yeah, it's a pretty chill song. And then he re-released it once he started developing like Joji as an artist, as opposed to sort of just like him. It's now more of an identity than like a created identity rather than the person itself. But yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a Joji guy.
I like that song.
Yeah. All right, so we did pull up the PSAs. They be popping.
My favorite part.
It is actually your favorite part. I still don't know why, but it's pretty good. I think we've read every single PSA we have here, but we're gonna read some of them again. So I don't think I've read this one before, so I think I'm gonna read this one. This one is about type 2 diabetes prevention, and then that you can pick whichever one you want to read after it. So this one doesn't have a title, but it's called Type 2 Diabetes Campaign in General. 86 million adults in America have prediabetes. In other words, 1 in 3 adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But the good news is that prediabetes can be reversed. And even if you're busy, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. There's no excuse. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take the short online test. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners. Yeah, important topic. Lindsay,
yes.
Which one would you like to read?
You can pick one. I can't really see names from over there.
Nah, I got you. I'll just turn the desktop.
Oh.
Can you read them now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now you're picking.
I don't know.
Nah, you gotta pick one.
Which ones, like, haven't we done that much?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure we've read, just for reference, anything related to the environment or trees, we have read over 8 times individually.
Oh. Well,
so not those. I know. Yeah, I knew you were gonna, yeah. All of them we've read. Every single one.
I don't know, just pick one.
Alright, I will be picking... I'm, like, way too close to the mic right now. I'm gonna be picking... I'm gonna be picking fatherhood involvement.
Okay.
Picked it on random. Alright, here is the one about fatherhood involvement. You can choose which one you want to read. Either one's fine.
I'll do the middle one.
Okay.
Okay. This is called Make a Moment.
I'm listening.
It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you for that, Lindsay. I will try to take a moment to be a dad. I'll just ask Jake for advice. Yeah, thank you for listening, everyone. We are out of time. But I hope you guys listen in next week. We're going to have a great show if we show up. We typically do, but what was that?
Can I read the thing when we sign out?
Yeah, this will be the first time anyone other than me on both of the radio shows I do with, like, you and Luke, anyone else has read it. So, yeah, no, you can totally go ahead, but I'm going to need you to read it in a radio announcer voice like I do, like, really extra.
No, I can't promise that.
Then I'm going to have to do it at the same time, slightly lower than you, just so. No, I'm going to do it regardless unless you do it in a radio voice. Well, I will. So, yeah, so we have been undecided. I'm Joey.
I'm Lindsay.
Sorry, go right ahead. I will keep talking if you don't do the radio show now.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'll take that. I would say that's a win. I felt like I was listening to NPR. am I in this American life right now? Where what is going on? Where's my in-depth story on patents in one specific industry that it took them 4 years to collect data for? Anyways, have a great rest of your week. Enjoy your weekend. Hope you had a great Halloween. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. I don't know why I said Thanksgiving, because we'll have another show before then, but
enjoy. If you're getting dinner, make sure you get something good.
Make sure you eat some food. Yeah, I'm a big food guy when I eat it, so it's pretty. Yeah, thanks guys, have a great week.